Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gotta make it happen. Come on, cats. Gotta make it happen with your fast break action. Gotta make it happen. Just keep on coming on.
Can we have gotten anything better? A 7-point win. Cavs over the Celtics. It feels good. Man, it feels good. In a game where you are down 25-3, a graphic flash in front of me right now on the TV in studio. After 8:17 left in the third quarter, the Cavs outscored the Celtics 57-31. A back half, tremendous game. A fourth quarter filled with dominance. A second half filled with dominance. The Cavs performance, you have just been waiting to see. Now I have my victory lap to run. We'll get to that coming up later because we got to celebrate first. We have to take the celebration first. I'll get to my point about it later. But your scoring leader from the game, no shocker. He's basically the Celtic killer. Donovan Mitchell, an efficient 41 points, 10 free throws out of 11 shot, 5 of 13 from 3, 13 of 26 from the field. Again, the guy's been dominant, and you just can't say enough about what he's been able to bring to the table. Your difference maker from a trade perspective in this one, that's DeAndre Hunter. 12 points, 4-6 shooting, 3-on-3 from threes, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, a block, plus 19 in the plus-minus. Ty Jerome, a massive difference maker, despite being 3 from 10 from the field and only scoring 8 points, a ridiculous plus-minus there as well. Again, a game you were down 25-3. This is not a game that the Cavs should have won. Not a game the Cavs should have won at all. But you know what? This team has shown the battle, the fight to stay in these games and climb their way back in. And it's no wonder they're, 49-10. It is no question that is led by everything that you've put together, everything that you could have possibly seen from this team. It is done by the way that they play and the way that when they're down, they feel like they're never out. And you know what? They did it through every avenue tonight that you could have possibly asked for. Even the guys who weren't playing at their best, guys who are a little bit colder, Darius Garland tonight, who shot 9 of 23 from the field, wasn't his best night. Wasn't a terrible night. Didn't start great, though. He still came through and made big impacts, made big shots down the stretch. He was clutch. Again, I don't know that I look at right now and say that anybody had a terrible night. I would look at one guy, and here's where I'm going to quickly, for the moment, run my victory lap. I've been pounding the table over and over and over again to start DeAndre Hunter over Max Strus. And everybody said, it matters what you do at the end of the game, not what you do at the beginning of the game and the lineup that you throw out there. I agree. The end of the game is more important. The beginning of the game, plenty of teams start a guy, only play him a few minutes, and then have him off, and you got a six-man playing most of the game anyway. The difference here is that usually when that happens, it's for a matchup advantage. Here, it feels like you're playing a matchup disadvantage. You're playing three undersized guys on the floor at the same time. Max Strus, standing at 6'5", got exposed tonight. Why don't you start DeAndre Hunter? And if you tell me it doesn't matter what you do in the beginning of the game, again, 25-3 in all of the points coming in that beginning stretch, almost all of them, were Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. The two guys who you could have just went out there and said, okay, that's who DeAndre Hunter's going to guard. More than likely, it would have been Jason Tatum, who was doing a brunt of the work. I don't know what more you need to see. You can start Max Strus in random games this season. I'm not going to be mad. My issue comes in that when I go up against the Boston Celtics, I want to see DeAndre Hunter in the starting lineup. And clearly he was a difference maker tonight. Defensively, I saw a couple of possessions with him on Jason Tatum where Tatum looked miles more uncomfortable than he did with Max Strus guarding him. And that's what I need. I need the length, and I need it there from the beginning of the game. Because you know what? You battled back. The second half was great. Everybody figured it out. I don't want to do that every night. I don't want to do that when I play the Celtics in the playoffs. Do not want to go down that road where I'm down 25-3 because a playoff environment, much more difficult to start that comeback. Much more difficult. But tonight, your Cavs are winners, 123-116, putting the Boston Celtics to bed in a night where they had no business. 216-474-0092 to get your thoughts off. Let's go out to the phones. He's the mayor of hoops. He's Ken in Brooklyn. How's it going, Ken?
Good evening, Jake. Good evening, Scarecrows and Mr. Buckley. You see, Mr. Buckley, this is how you beat one of the best teams in the NBA, but your team blows, so don't even bother even watching your team the rest of the season because they stink. Now, let's talk about DeAndre Hunter, okay? And Kenny did something tonight that I think they have to do more of, especially when they play Boston. You need, whether you're going to have one or two bigs on the court, okay, and then you put in Hunter, okay? And what you do is you either bring Strus down from the three to the two or have Ty Jerome there also and have either Garland or Mitchell on the court at the same time. You can't have both of those guys when you're playing Boston at the same time, all right? And I would even start Jerome before Garland and then mix and match them because then you've got the length, a little bit more size on Tatum and Brown. And I think that's in the direction that you were kind of going,
yeah.
Jake, because you have, because what they do is they run a play where Garland ends up on one of those guys, and then they take advantage of their height.
They matchup hunt. That's what they do. They matchup hunt. They'll run screens. They'll do anything to get Garland on you. And when it's Max Strus and Donovan Mitchell, then it's sitting at the top of the floor to help you, Garland gets ISO'd because I can't have them come down.
You understand what I mean by having Hunter in there. He's not one of the other guys. And then you've got Jerome or Strus on Brown or Tatum as well, okay? And then you can play, if you want to play two bigs, whatever you want to play, that's going to work. Because you cannot, the thing is that we have an advantage against Boston, against their bigs, okay? The only good big they have is Porzingis. All those other clowns, Cornette and all those other, Hauser, all those clowns, if they're lucky they're on Boston because they wouldn't be playing on any other team in the league. But I am the biggest thing I'm happy about today is that we are 2-2 against them, Mr. Buckley, and we also are now 7.5 games on top of Boston. That is huge. That's better than being 5.5. That's the biggest thing out of tonight's game. With 20-something to go to play, that is a tall ask for any team in the NBA to make up 7.5. Because, and I'm going to tell you something else. Sunday's game, friends, that is not going to be an easy game. Portland has been playing very good basketball, okay? And I've watched this team. That team, and I predicted this a couple years when Orlando would be in the playoffs last year. That team is going to be in the playoffs next year. Chauncey Billups is doing a great job with that Portland team. And it's not going to be easy here the next couple nights, even though people might think so. So watch the Portland Trailblazers. They got a lot of good young talent, I'm sure we're going to beat them, but it's not going to be easy.
It's always just, and what Ken is talking about is, again, you have a size disadvantage when you play the Celtics here. You really do. Like, your bigs are the better bigs, but when they go small, you have an issue. And when you try to match it going small, you have too many undersized guys. I love the idea Ken throws out there that, okay, Donovan or Darius throughout the game just has to be on the bench. Like, at certain moments, you need Hunter, and you need to see a Ty Jerome or a Max Strus playing the two, where, okay, I can live with him guarding Jaylen Brown on a regular basis, and then DeAndre Hunter being there for help. I just can't see that matchup over and over and over again, where it's Garland getting exposed, Max Strus getting exposed. Again, the guys that you saw succeed were Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And I know that Mobley was on Tatum for a lot of that. I don't love Mobley on Tatum. I would rather have him sitting down more towards the paint. Or here's a thought. When Kristaps Porzingis is back in the lineup, I would love if Evan Mobley was more so attached to him. I think that's probably a better matchup for him. A lanky guy against a lanky guy where he doesn't have to line up and try to guard Jason Tatum, who is just faster and one of the best players in the NBA. It's not a knock on Evan. I just don't want that iso ball matchup. Ken also hit on a really good point where it feels like maybe this could be the dagger. This might have been the dagger in the Eastern Conference that the Cavs needed to sort of push themselves and to be the top seed and almost guaranteed at this point. Let's go back out to the phone. So 216-474-0092 if you want to get your thoughts in. Let's go out to Jeff in University Heights. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, good evening, good evening. Shout out to Ken who just spoke. When what won the game was the fact that the Cavs only gave up 42 points in the second half compared to 74 in the first. So that means they won it on the defensive end tonight. Yeah, Spider was great. Mobley had a great fourth quarter. And DG hit some big shots down the stretch. And a win is a win is a win. No wins come with asterisks. But, you know, we know, too, that two of their key pieces were missing tonight. And it just sets up for an interesting playoff series. The Boston size, Bob, and I won't go as far as Ken. I don't think their bigs other than Porzingis are bums, because Al Horford, even though he's 98 years old, always plays well against the Cavs.
He really does. He always finds a way.
So we can't sneeze at him. Like I said, even though I think he played with the Celtics when they had Dave Cowens and John Havlicek on the team. But, and to Ken's point as well, that this game all but wraps up the number one seed in the East, because for Boston to make up 7.5, I mean, the Cavs would have to collapse down the stretch. And I don't see that happening unless there's some major injuries happen. And then Boston would just have to lose maybe one more game the rest of the year. And so I think they're sitting in good position to be the number one seed. And then when the playoffs start, we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. It is an incredible win by the Cavs, 123-116, in what feels like the dagger in the Eastern Conference. 216-474-0092. Is that how you feel? Is this what it took, that it is now almost done and dusted? Cavs are going to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Plus, talked about it before the game, I feel like this one might be getting ahead of the Boston Celtics. We'll talk about it coming up in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.